This is a number which Bernie and I have just written, fresh off the presses, folks. We wrote it when we went back after our last visit, and Bernie had been to an Indian reservation, and he'd written a song about the Indians, and we just done it. It's not been recorded or anything. It's just about to be bootlegged, probably. never mind. There's a method in our madness, I tell you. It's called Indian Sunset, and it's very long. So if you like to go to the toilet now, you can quite welcome. It's my note, you see.
As I walk this evening with the smell of wood smoke clinging like a gentle cobweb hanging upon a painted teepee. Oh, I went to see my chieftain with my warlance and my woman, for he told us that the yellow moon would very soon be leaving. Oh, this I can't believe, I said, I won't believe our warlord's dead. Oh, we would not leave the chosen ones to the buzzards and the soldiers' guns. Oh, great father of the Iroquois, ever since I was young, I've read the writing of the smoke and breastfed on the sound of drums. I've learned to hurl a tomahawk and ride a painted pony wild, to run the gauntlet of the Sioux, to make a chieftain's daughter mine. And now you ask that I should watch the red man's race be slowly crushed. What kind of words are these to hear from Yellow Dog, whom a white man feared? I take only what is mine, Lord. My pony, my squaw, and my child. Oh, I can't stay to see you die. Along with my tribe's pride. Where the red sun sings in the hills of gold and the healing waters run. Trembling down the prairie rose, leaving hoof tracks in the sand. To follow me, I welcome with my hands. I heard from passing renegades Geronimo was dead. He'd been laying down his weapons when they failed him for